That was a recording of the Cara Durham Middle School's Chorus Spring Concert from May 30th, 2018.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high end canvas covered load.
When you're tired of
my name is Paloma, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Creating opportunities, fighting poverty, changing lives. For almost 50 years, Community Action of Greene County has proudly served our community, providing education, tools, and advocacy for those in need. Services range from emergency services, food pantry, housing and homelessness assistance, and weatherization in Greene County, to domestic violence and Wheels for Work programs in both Greene and Columbia counties. Our Pay It Forward community thrift store generates income to support our programs. For more information, to donate, to volunteer, or if you are in need of services, please visit us at www.cagcny.org or dial 943-9205.
Desmarchand, a proud supporter of WGXC, is a men's and women's boutique featuring creative and classic clothing, shoes, and accessories. Now presenting our fall collections from European and American designers, desmarchand.com. DEMARCHIN.com on Warren Street in Hudson, New York.
Fridays on WGXC are made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Kurt Trumbull of Babylon, New York. Sustaining supporters like Kurt are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties.
You've tuned into Hudson Valley Sound, a local show about poetry and songs around these parts, with musician interviews, performances, featured tracks, and more.
Listen.
You've tuned into Hudson Valley Sound, a local show about.
You've tuned into Hudson Valley Sound, a local show about poetry. And
you've tuned into the Hudson Valley Sound today. I'm Tom Rowe, live in Acre. We're going to speak to Liam Singer from High Low, who's releasing his album Finish Him tonight at High Low in Catskill in a few minutes on the sound of the local music scene.
Today on Hudson Valley Sound. Today on Hudson Valley Sound.
Today on Hudson Valley Sound.
Today on Hudson Valley Sound.
Today on Hudson Valley Sound.
Today on Hudson Valley Sound.
Today on Hudson Valley Sound.
Today on Hudson Valley Sound.
Here's the song On the Barricade from Catskill-based singer-songwriter Amy Rigby from her 2018 release The Old Guys.
Leading you away. to keep and what to throw.
Here's Hudson's Buchengase with Revel in Contempt.
Thank you. looking for.
That was Claverick from Sebado's Eric Gaffney, who lives in western Massachusetts, but apparently spends time in Columbia County.
Before that, we heard Buchan Gase with Revel in Contempt, and Amy Rigby started things off with On the Barricade from her 2018 release, The Old Guys. This is Liam Singer and his Test Tone song. right, that's Test Tone from Liam Singer and from his new album Finish Me, and he really is here on the telephone, is that right?
Yes, I'm here on the telephone.
All right, how are you doing today from Catskill?
Good, yes, very good.
All right, we can hear you fine here in Accra, and you're here because you've got a record, it's called Finish Him, you're releasing tonight, and I think you had a show in the city too?
I did, yeah. I played last night at a place called Wonders of Nature in Williamsburg, which is a new venue in Williamsburg, which is kind of shocking, but it's great. And yeah, that was a super fun show, and then playing one tonight at Hilo with the same crew of musicians.
And who are you playing with tonight?
It's the same musicians I was playing with when I lived in the city. There's a drummer, David Flaherty, who is also drummer for the band Cuddle Magic, a vocalist and keyboardist, Cheryl Kingan, who plays with The Scene Is Now and $75 Bill, and then my friend Jesse providing sort of a sheen of noise and ambient vocals. He's also a member of the band Sontag Shogun.
And you're all going to be at your own place, Hilo in Catskill, right there on Main Street. What is it, 365?
365, yes. Jesse is going to do a kind of opening DJ set, and then Tim Mislock, guitarist who currently lives outside of Hudson, is going to do a set as well.
Oh, great. And hopefully you're going to turn on the web stream, and we'll all get to hear it if we can't make it in person?
Yes, indeed.
So that's if you click on GXC page, you click on Listen Now at the top of the page, you'll find the live web stream, and we should get that on your web stream too, if you want.
I'll get that going. That'll be up around 8:30.
We can send you some code, and you can have a live. People can click on it from your website. Which you tell people the Hilo website.
It's just hilocatskill.com.
And you've been a year and a couple months now, or how long?
I think we're about a year and 4 months old at this point.
And so, how's it gone in Catskill so far?
It's great. I mean, Catskill. You know, we moved to Catskill to open Hilo because we loved the feeling here and the community of people, and just from the get-go, everyone's been incredibly supportive of what we're doing, and a very cool crew of creative, you know, artists and musicians and folks have sort of made Hilo their own, which is exactly what we were hoping for.
Yes, and Catskill's even seeming like it's growing. I got a little tour of the work on the lumberyard spot the other day, and
they're doing some amazing stuff.
Are you guys getting an increase in business just from all the construction workers that must be in town?
Yeah, well, I feel like there's always something happening that brings crews of people through, whether it's work at the lumberyard or various festivals or just, you know, holidays and tourists. Especially in the summertime, I feel like every weekend there's new faces around in Catskill.
And there seems like there's more neighbors too. You got a new record store. You can get coffee now after 2 p.m. in Catskill.
Spike's record store is fantastic. I totally love that place. He's going to be playing at Hilo later this month. I think the 27th. I'm not positive, but midweek at the end of the month, he's doing a set.
Yes, and I think Saturday is Otto Gardner and Tyler are back.
It's Tyler Wood. He'll be playing with a different drummer. He'll be playing with a drummer named Bram Kinchelow, who's the drummer for the band Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds, among others. Tyler's been doing a monthly residency where he brings in guest musicians.
All right, and we hope we'll get that one live on the FM, too, if you have a web stream up that night. And we've been replaying some of the shows, too, on this in this new 2 p.m. local music show, Hudson Valley Sound.
Oh, cool.
So you can hear plenty of Hilo shows if you've never been there on the radio, or you should turn out to 365 Main Street. Who else is coming up in the rest of the month?
Let me see. I know toward the end of the month we have this guy, Paul Leshen, is returning. He does live piano karaoke. Those nights have been a huge hit. He plays at Sig Gold's Request Room down in the city, and this will be his third time at Hilo, and that's always a very fun night. I don't have the calendar in front of me, so I can't think of who else is coming up immediately. Paul Bergman is a songwriter who will be returning to Hilo soon. He played once last year, and Lorcan O'Reilly, a Catskill musician who just released his own record, or is about to release it, on Team Love, will be playing as well. But yeah, I don't book shows unless I'm excited about them, so I'm pretty much stoked on everything on the calendar.
What about the menu or the drinks? Do you have specials for the summer, or do you rotate different things in because of the supply
Yeah, our menu is definitely seasonal. We're lucky enough to have a chef, Tanya, working on weekdays, who herself is a forager and brings in a lot of interesting ingredients and ideas. So her specials have been a huge hit. In terms of cocktails, we've definitely tried to steer toward summertime stuff. We've got a hurricane variation on the menu right now, which is my personal favorite, and a spicy tequila margarita variation as well that has been a favorite on hot days.
Yes, and you do have air conditioning there, so during that heat wave, you must have had lots of people taking refuge inside.
We really did. Yeah, we had a few issues with the AC the week before, and we knew the heat wave was coming, so it was sort of a race against time to get it back up and running, but it was all good.
So we'll go back to tonight. If people haven't heard your music before, judging by the different acts that play high-low, you probably couldn't tell because so many different kinds of styles come across your stage, I guess. But how would you describe your own music to people that hadn't heard it before?
Well, my music in the past has sort of been in the realm of chamber pop. It's been songwriting with modern classical influences. This new record, as you hear from that song, is a bit of a departure from that. There's a lot more synth pop, kind of 80s influence in there as well. But the new classical kind of vibe is still there. I don't yet know how to succinctly describe it, but it's just my own intensely personal mix of songwriting and classical elements and dance music.
And are you just doing the new record tonight, or are you going to play older stuff too?
Yeah, just only songs off the new record tonight. We'll be playing the majority of the record.
So you've got all the synthesizers out then?
Yes. Definitely.
All right, anything else we should know about the show tonight? What time does it get started?
It'll get started. Jesse from Sontag will do a set around 8:30, and Tim will go on around 9:15. I'll plan on getting my own stuff going just before 10. The album is out today. I'll have CDs there, or you can check it out at liamsinger.bandcamp.com.
All right. Do you want to pick a song to take us out?
Oh, gosh. A song to take as well. I really like the next track on the album, "Until I Fall." It's kind of a long one, but it's a personal favorite.
All right, we'll go with that next. This is "Until I Fall" from the record is called "Finish Him."
Mm-hmm.
And from Liam Singer, out today. You can go to liamsinger.bandcamp.com, or you can come out to Hilo tonight in person. 365 Main Street, starting, when did you say, around 8?
8:30, yeah.
8:30? All right. Well, we'll be tuning in on the live web stream from here in Wave Farm, and good luck with everything tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right, this is "Until I Fall" from Liam Singer. Thank you.
From beneath the sheets, I groaned, let the first thing that I see. Oh, Father, please, be the eyes of a radiant God. Oh, give me the truth, or a life that saves us, and give me a name to defend. The name's not what I truly am. Sparrow's wings. Oh,
That was Liam Singer with Finish Him. Finish Him was the name of the album. The song was called Until I Fall. The album is called Finish Him, and it's brand new, out today with a live show tonight, July 13th, Friday the 13th, at Hilo and Catskill. Tune in to a live web stream or turn out to Hilo and Catskill for the record release show from Liam Singer, who runs Hilo and Catskill. The record is called Finish Him. You can hear more of it tonight. All right, next we go to our partners at WOOCLP in Troy, and they have an interview with local musician Hamilton Craig.
Hamilton Craig is a musician and songwriter from Shushan, New York, with several shows and a debut full-length album coming up in August. He talked with Jonah Moberg about lands, roots, mental illness, and music.
I guess we should start with the basics for people who aren't familiar with your music. We mostly focus on local things here and try to bring the local perspective. So I wonder if you could talk about how growing up in the North Country in Shushan, New York has affected your songwriting.
Well, yes, I think I can. It's not exactly the North Country. It's the region that is immediately on the border of Vermont, of southern Vermont. And it's a region that is very, there's a lot of retention of sort of, old fashioned, elements of living. I think that there's a lot of those places that are, where I live, where, are descended from sort of old settler and kind of religious communities. And, the quality of the landscape, the quality of the people and the sort of emotional spirit of it is something that I think, you know, just like with anybody else who's, you know, spends a lot of time in a place is going to affect them. I think that, when the place that you live in is one that's sort of isolated and seems in a lot of ways to be cut off from the sort of, cultural production that occurs in the media and television and so forth, that has an effect that is very profoundly felt. I think that it's, there's a remoteness, a loneliness, and a sort of individual, faintly eccentric aspect to the whole area that has sort of bled into my music.
And I know as well that you've talked a lot recently about how this sort of like family tradition and family mythology is finding its way into your music. Could you talk about your family and how they've influenced the way you see the world?
Yeah, this is a very important aspect. It's something that I've only recently sort of becoming attuned to, and has to do a lot with the changing way that I've come to think about music and its role in culture. And basically, it's also important in talking about the region because, in a sense, I'm not really of the region. I think that's important to understand. It's a region that is very dominated by like a farming community, by a sort of a community engaged in like in trades and things like that. And so it's my family were transplants to there, even though my family has a long history in the region of Vermont, going back a long ways, but they had lived in other places since and had come to settle there. And basically my father, who sort of in a lot of ways dominated the culture of the home, was an extremely, extremely educated person who had gotten, he had gone to Cambridge University, and his the culture that he filled the home with was of a very sort of weirdly erudite and kind of unfashionable variety that really drew on the world of like the aesthetes and the symbolists and kind of all of the sort of descent of sort of artistic ideology through people like Oscar Wilde and William Morris. And in a lot of ways, our home was this sort of like reconstructed time capsule of that kind of ethos of, you know, you had like peacock feathers and vases and, you know, the all kinds of sort of weird eccentric decoration, and he himself was very plugged into that scene. And I think a lot of what sort of drove my awareness of this was recently when I realized that Harold Acton, who was a man who there's a character based on him in Brideshead Revisited, and he sort of is emblematic of the tail end of this sort of aesthetes movement, had actually written like this very intense and strange praise in a book of poetry that my dad had been published a long time ago, where he said that he would said something about him being the reliquary of lost traditions and the ultimate in romantic efflorescence. And I realized that in a lot of ways, this sort of that the culture of my home was had been influenced by this sort of remote, dead tradition of art that really, you know, that in a lot of ways, the way I was brought up was informed by the 1890s, you know, as much as it was informed by the 21st century. And it was possible to create that in a place that was as remote as the area where I lived. And so the sort of interpollination of those cultures that I was going to school in this farming community and that I would go home into this sort of bizarre, dusty temple of art, it just creates a very unique sort of culture that I don't feel like I can really relate to or share with, you know, anything that is immediately apparent to me in the world around me. You know, it was like a just a tiny little sort of microcosmic bubble that I spent the first years of my life in that is sort of the only way I can replicate it is through music. The only way I can share it or express it or communicate it is through my own art.
And I know that also there are more recent influences as well. We've covered a lot of the stuff about your family and your hometown. Some of your newer songwriting has departed from the records that you've released in that it, you're talking about, pretty frankly, about issues like mental illness and like the way the mental health system like affects people's minds and bodies. And like, I wonder if you could mention some of the experiences you've had or just some of the thoughts that you have that have gotten into your music.
Sure. Yeah, my music now, I mean, this has been the biggest, and this is another way where this also relates to culture very strongly. The views that I've developed around quote-unquote issues of mental health and quote-unquote issues of mental illness, which are terms that I tend to shy away from using now. I have had a lot of experience with the mental health system in America, including some extremely negative experiences. I was labeled from a very young age as someone who was mentally ill. And for a long time, I accepted that as being a way of that I could engage with that system and that they would help me to alleviate pain and that they would help me to be happier. But I think that it was really my encounter with the more brutal end of the spectrum where I saw the mental health system being enacted in a hospital setting where there was no real therapy going on and where all I saw was a mechanism of control and segregation and intimidation basically being used to keep people out of the mainstream of society who were, you know, who had alternate values, alternate ways of thinking, alternate views. I recognize that a lot of people feel that their salvation lies in engaging with the mental health system, and I completely sympathize with that, and I can't make any statement for anybody other than myself. But I became aware that there was something in me that was, there was an effort being made to stamp it out. I remember very distinctly a therapist of mine telling me, and I expressed to him that I was afraid of quote-unquote getting better because I didn't think that, because I felt that I had a self that had been my entire life twined with this quote-unquote illness, and that if that was removed from me, that I would lose myself. And he said, oh, we hear that all the time. That's a very common fear.
Right.
But it never seemed to have entered his mind that that was something that should actually be listened to, or that maybe it would be worthwhile to preserve these aspects of the self that people are trying to defend. And it occurred to me once I made that revelation that although this is an idea that you don't find written about in many books, and certainly not in psychotherapeutic literature, that it's an idea you hear expressed time and time again when you're within those stages of the system where you're in a hospital setting. You know, everybody around you is expressing that. They're expressing that they resent the doctors, that they hate them, that they don't want to be taken over. They don't want to be forced to take this medication. And so I became to express that ethic through my music. It's a form of protest music now, I think.
And do you think that, that art making, beyond being a way of protesting systems that, that are oppressive, can also be an antidote to like, or another option outside of, you know, traditional mental health options?
Absolutely. I think that it's made me tremendously happier and that it proposes a way of, it's on multiple levels. On one level, it expresses that part of myself, which other people would like me to get rid of. it's a way of keeping that alive. It's a way of, like I said, it's another way of conveying culture. To me, quote-unquote mental illness is culture in the early stages of being born. It's culture in its infancy, you know, and so I'm trying to bring that culture to fruition. At the same time, I'm articulating and finding for myself alternative methods of dealing with the pain I've felt. One example is in one of the songs on my new album, I have this line, all these thoughts, I follow them around, I run them to ground and kill them with sound, which is expressing a method that's been useful for me, which is really engaging with the difficult sides of my quote-unquote mental illness and using music to counteract them versus the advice that I always received, which was that I should try to see those things as not a part of myself. I should try to dissociate myself from them, try to crush those thoughts with medication as much as I could and never look at them or pay attention to them. They'd call it labeling. Always label the quote-unquote intrusive thought as having nothing to do with yourself. Let it, you know, go into the sort of mental garbage right. can and just pretend it has nothing to do with you. Well, that's not true. It has everything to do with me.
We've only got a couple minutes left, and I do want to hear one of your songs, but I wonder if you could tell people how they could get in touch with you to hear about the shows that I know you have coming up in August, I think on the 10th, and one other one in Saratoga. And then I've got an album coming out in the fall as well, if everything goes well. So how can folks get in touch with you? And then could you just say one or two words about the song, The Frozen North, that we're about to listen to?
Yes. Well, I have a Bandcamp. It's hamiltoncraig.bandcamp.com. It has two of my my earlier EPs on it. I have a Facebook music page that can be found by just searching Hamilton Craig under Pages. It'll come up pretty quickly. I have an email, hamiltoncraigmusic1996@gmail.com. And so you can reach me in any of those ways. I do have some shows coming up. Not all of the dates are tied down yet, but I will be posting about that stuff online pretty soon. And I'm going to be working on my first full-length album, which is slated to be at 14 songs right now, and recording it this August. And there will be more information available soon about that release date as well.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Sure.
Didn't we have some good times before? Will you think of me when you're bored? Oh, sun has come to the frozen north. It's happening like before. Shine on garden shed, on rasher's woods and the flower beds, and I will worry my pretty head until I'm cold and dead. Bright with silver light, and all the animals are screaming. And though I shut my eyes tight, I can get back to dreaming. We were always the best of friends through thick and thin to the bitter end. Girl, goddamn your other man, I know I'm not like him.
That was regional musician Hamilton Craig.
Next we hear from Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee and the song Scorpio's Dance from the album Nation Time.
Thank you. Thank you. It's WGXC 90.7 FM.
Right.
Accra.
Keep going.
Hudson, Catskill, Phoenicia, and lots of other places.
That's an interesting addition.
And Valencia.
And
or
Valencia.
As they usually call it when you first land in Columbia County.
Valati.
Valati.
Very well done. Did you mention the online way
and
to use?
Online at WGXC.org.
Yes.
The views expressed by on-air volunteer hosts do not represent or reflect the views of WGXC. WGXC is nonpartisan and does not endorse or support political candidates. To participate in WGXC's on-air dialogue, call 518-828-0290 or record a 3-minute message for broadcast expressing your point of view by calling 518-291-WGXC or send an email to info@wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are